Steve Gerber. I am America's voice. God bless America. This is the Steve Gerber Show. It's fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth. We're so glad to have you here. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, optimism fading along with Joe Biden's poll numbers, which are losing ground as new spikes in COVID infections affect the so-called fully vaccinated, too. Number two, the majority of Americans are fully rejecting the idea of the Democrats' attempt to federalize the elections. They say no to the For the People Act. And number one, Nancy Pelosi's hand-picked smear squad came out of the gate in the latest effort to keep the January 6th events at the nation's capital in front of everyone. Though for many, it's just a retread, and it's something they have already made their minds up about. It means nothing, frankly. Why do they keep pushing? Well, that's easy, because everything else they're doing is going very poorly, quite frankly. The economy showing no signs of big spikes of inflation going anywhere. It's here to stay. It's not transitory. That means buying power for consumers is shrinking and fast. The border is a disaster, and the Biden administration is actually paying contractors $2 billion not to build the wall. It's appalling, including stretches that were almost completed. It leaves holes for illegals to rush through. It happens every day, and everybody knows it. Plus, the biggest trophy on their wall, the claim by the Biden administration and Joe Biden repeatedly that they had stepped up, they had stopped the pandemic, appears to be tumbling down. We'll have a lot more on that coming up later in the program. But let's begin on Capitol Hill with seven Democrats and two never-Trumper Republicans leading a very biased inquiry that is not seeking the truth about, well, anything, but is just trying to get in a third impeachment on President Donald Trump. But just like the first two, this one will also end in bitter disappointment for the likes of Adam Schiff and the rest of the clowns in the circus car. Why? Because it's pointless. Americans have a general sense of fairness, of even-handedness. They know this is not it. Nancy Pelosi handpicked these people. Jim Jordan and some others like Jim Ross that were going to be on this committee were tossed out because they don't want to answer questions about, well, Ms. Pelosi, you're in charge of security. What happened? It's the most highly defended city in the world, and these are the most highly defended buildings in that city. How did you fail to secure it properly? Why did you turn down the offer of 10,000 National Guard troops? You knew this rally was coming to the nation's capital. You knew there would be a million people in the nation's capital, yet you did nothing to prepare. What was the FBI's role? Were they embedded in the crowd? Did they encourage people to go inside the Capitol, just like they encouraged a bunch of stooges in Michigan to plot or allegedly plot a kidnapping of the governor, Governor Whitmer, which we now know was all built by FBI informants and agents themselves? What is the truth of January 6th about how it all came together? We won't be told. And how pointless is it all? Well, first of all, let's talk about Adam Schiff, one of the biggest weasels to ever walk the halls of Congress, who pursued shamelessly the fully discredited Russian dossier. He still goes back to that. He still talks about that. Remember how he said he had seen proof? He had seen proof about how it was absolutely on the up and up. He had seen things, and things were going to come out. Adam Schiff did that a number of times. He claimed to have proof of Russian connections to President Donald Trump. It was all a lie. Then yesterday, a disgusting act for the audience. As small as the audience was, three or four folks, here's bite number nine with Adam Schiff. Go.
Because if we're no longer committed to a peaceful transfer of power after our elections, if our side doesn't win, then God help us. If we deem elections illegitimate merely because they didn't go our way, rather than trying to do better the next time, then God help us. And if we're so driven by bigotry and hate that we attack our fellow citizens as traitors, if they're born in another country or they don't look like us, and God help us. But I have faith because of folks like you.
I'm sorry, Adam. You got me all choked up. I mean, come on, seriously? This is what we're going with, Adam? This little sniffly, fake crying thing? Don't go for an acting job. You're Acting Like a Fool. You might get an Oscar for that. But other than that, you've got nothing, Adam Schiff. And once again, it's a show for themselves. You see, because of all the things that I described there, the border, the economy, the failure of the COVID pandemic to come to an end, all of these things are now weighing heavily on the administration. By the way, optimism down 20 points, the biggest drop ever from May to July. Americans' optimism for the future went from being about two-thirds thinking we're headed to a good place to less than half. Now, you let that sink in for a minute. A 20% drop in 8 weeks' time. That's because people have seen the price of gasoline go up. They've seen the ongoing coverage of the border, even by the big media companies now saying, the border's wide open. We have a problem. No kidding. Yes, we have a problem. And then they see the fact that mask mandates are coming back and the CDC ordering people to wear masks indoors again. We'll get to that. It's coming up. It happened yesterday. Lockdowns being discussed. Mandatory vaccinations for all federal employees. That's coming tomorrow. So all of these things are happening, and it's not endearing this administration to the American people. Back to the committee yesterday. I'll get one more thing in about this, and then we'll be done with this for the day because there's not a lot to cover here. I do it perfunctory because I need to. But other than that, there's not much here. One of the police officers on duty January 6th says he was among those attacked that day. But he seems to take a special dislike for Christians, too. At least that's how it sounds to me. And when you look at the social media posts from some of these police officers, there was a long history of anti-Trump, anti-Republican posts. So everybody here was hand-picked, hand-selected to give their testimony. This is no exception. Bite 10, go.
The sea of people was punctuated throughout by flags, mostly variations of American flags and Trump flags. There was Gadsden flags. It was clear the terrorists perceived themselves to be Christians. I saw the Christian flag directly in my front. Another read, Jesus is my savior, Trump is my president. Another, Jesus is king. One flag read, don't give up the ship. Another had crossed rifles beneath the skull, emblazoned with the pattern of the American flag. To my perpetual confusion, I saw the thin blue line flag, a symbol of support for law enforcement, more than once being carried by the terrorists as they ignored our commands and continued to assault us.
The former NYPD Police Commissioner Bernard Carrick tweeted yesterday, and I'm going to paraphrase a little bit, all of this cowardice, these people should resign. I saw officers killed in the line of duty. I saw people battling to keep our city safe. And this whimpering, blubbering nonsense that I'm seeing from this alleged committee is embarrassing, frankly. It is embarrassing because these people should be there on the front lines of law enforcement. There was a failure to prepare. That goes to Nancy Pelosi. There was a failure to execute. That goes to I don't know who, because they did have an inferior number of people on the ground at the time. But we also know we've seen video of people being let right into the Capitol. We also know that the Capitol was not damaged significantly inside. Why? Because most of the folks stood behind the velvet rope. Insurrection? Then charge somebody for insurrection. It's not here. We'll be right back.
When today is unpredictable, you need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals for tomorrow. Ameriprise has been guiding clients through challenging times for over 125 years. You can take comfort in working with an advisor who's backed by that strong experience and who's there to guide you with personalized, goal-based financial advice. Together, you and your Ameriprise advisor can plan your future while navigating your now. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.